Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I'm George Lizas, spiritual teacher, psychic healer, and number one best-selling author. It wasn't long ago that I was stuck in a soul-draining job, held back by fears and limiting beliefs that stopped me from following my purpose and making a positive impact in the world. Fast forward past many hours of inner work and lessons learned, I now write books and teach courses to help you find and follow your purpose too. I created the Lit Up Lightworker podcast to empower you with simple, actionable, step-by-step spiritual tools and practices to overcome what holds you back and light up the world. If you're a spiritual seeker yearning for a more soulful and purposeful life, you're in the right place. Let's get started. Lightworker, welcome to another episode of the Lit Up Lightworker podcast. Today I'm continuing my four-part solo series of episodes all about energy protection centered around my new book, Protect Your Light, a practical guide to energy protection, cleansing, and cutting cords. The first episode was about the three steps of energy protection, and today we'll be chatting about the five types of negative energy and how to protect yourself from them. Now, before we get started, let me remind you that when you order my book, Protect Your Light, you also get a free 2-hour masterclass with me entitled Psychic Scanning Workshop. In this 2-hour masterclass, I will guide you through a process of turning on your psychic vision so you can scan your body and your energy field to identify all the different types of negative energy so that you can remove them. And you can go to protectyourlightbook.com to get all the details about claiming this free workshop. To today we'll be chatting about the 5 types of negative energy. Of course, there are so many different types of negative energy, or how I refer to them in the book, negative energy attachments. But we'll be chatting about the main 5 ones. In the book, I go into way more details about all of them. But let's start by defining our terms. What is energy protection? Energy protection is the art of being energetically authentic. It's about ensuring that what's yours is yours and what's theirs is theirs. It's about ensuring that your thoughts, your emotions, your behavior is truly coming from your inner being, from your soul, and it's not influenced by all the other foreign negative energy attachments that you've caught from other people that are cluttering your energetic field. Essentially, energy protection is about taking control of your own body, taking control of your energy, taking control of your purpose, because your purpose, lightworker, is important, because your purpose has to do with helping create big positive change in the world. So unless your energy is clean from external energies, then you can't be 100% sure that what you're inspired to do and the ways you're inspired to follow your purpose is in alignment to who you really are. So by ensuring that your energy is clean and you have boundaries between you and the external world, then you're able to secure your authenticity, and you know that what you think, what you feel, and the way you're behaving is in alignment with that as well. Now, to really understand how energy protection works, you need to understand how energy attack happens. Energy attack is when you have different types of negative energy attachments cluttering your energy field to the degree that that creates physical, emotional, and mental symptoms. Usual symptoms of psychic or energy attack, and I list all of them in my book, Protect Your Light, is you feel headaches, like strong headaches, you feel like pain in your chest, like constantly feeling drained and exhausted, like pressure in your head and in your stomach. You feel like someone is following you or observing you. Like there's a whole array of symptoms, and you get to experience them all at once. And you experience them, again, physically, mentally, and emotionally. And the way this works has to do with the way your energy immune system functions. So you know about your physical immune system, but let's talk a little bit about your energy immune system. Your energy immune system is made up of your chakra system and your aura system. So let's talk about them. You have 7 main chakras within your physical body. There are more, but the main ones are 7. And we have the root chakra, the sacral chakra, the solar plexus chakra, the heart chakra, the throat chakra, third eye chakra, and crown chakra. These are energetic balls of light within your body that communicate and metabolize energy from your physical component to your spiritual component. They manage the energy between you, your physical presence, and the outside world. They are located in different places within your physical body, creating a line flowing through your body. They all communicate with one another, so if there is an imbalance within one chakra, it affects the whole system. And there are relations of each chakra to different parts of your being, both physically, emotionally, and mentally. For example, the throat chakra has to do with your actual physical throat, but also your capacity of expressing yourself, your belief system around expressing yourself, the emotions you have around expressing yourself. So there is an emotional, a mental, and a physical component to all of your 7 chakras. Your 7 chakras both receive energy from the outside world, but they can also send energy. You also have the 7 layers of your aura that are correlated to the 7 chakras. And these are, according to intuitive Barbara Brennan, there are different names of them, but the system I know, the system I use, was created by Barbara Ann Brennan. We have the first layer of the aura, the etheric layer. Then growing out of that is the emotional layer connected to the sacral chakra. Then the 3rd layer is a mental layer. Then we have the astral layer, the etheric template layer, the celestial layer, and the catheric layer, the 7th one. And again, these correspond to all the 7 chakras, starting from the root chakra all the way up to the crown chakra. Similar to the chakras, your auric system can both send and receive energy. So as you go through life, as you interact with people, both offline and online, then you receive their energy or energy that has been left in physical or digital spaces. Low-level spirits and all kinds of spirits can interact with your aura as well. So in those interactions, and as you catch on different energetic attachments, your auric field, if it's not protected and if there are no strong energetic boundaries, can get cluttered by all of that energy. Now, if that energy is positive, then that amplifies the quality and the health of your energy immune system. If those energies are negative energies or toxic energies, then they lower your energy instead. The reason I go into this in such depth is because I want you to know how your energy immune system can get cluttered by external negative attachments, which can create energy attack, which are all the feelings that I talked about earlier. So, as you go through life and receive all these types of energy attachments, you may experience energy attack. Now, there are different types of energy attachments you can catch, but as I said in the beginning, let's talk about the top five ones, the most common five types of energy attack. And by the way, I've created a free guide sharing the three most common types of energy of negative energy and how to protect yourself from them. And to grab that guide, you can go to georgelizos.com/negative energy. That's georgelizos.com/negative energy. And download the guide. It repeats a lot of the information I've shared with you today. I talk about the top most common three types of negative energy. Today, I'll give you two bonus ones, but you'll be able to read more information about that. And I also include more information around removing those from your energetic field. And I explain, again, your aura and your chakras in more detail. So if you're the kind of person who likes to read something as you go through it, you can go ahead and download this right now, and you can read through it while I am going through this episode. So are you ready to chat about the five types of negative energy attachments? The first one, and the one you're probably most familiar with, is what I call psychic attack. Now, psychic attack, I perceive psychic attack in the form of energetic daggers. These are energy imprints of attack and jealousy and anger that other people have sent towards you. So let's unpack what I mean by that. If someone is feeling strong negative emotions towards you in an intense way, and usually these emotions are anger or jealousy, they send part of that energy onto your own energetic field that can get stuck within your body and your energy. I perceive them clairvoyantly as psychic daggers, and therefore I see literally different weapons, energetic weapons stuck within your energy field. And I do this work in my psychic clearing sessions. I scan your aura and identify all of that, and I often see these energetic daggers. Now, they are one of the most serious types of energy attack and energy attachments, because imagine if you had a knife stuck within your body, you would constantly feel the pain of that. You would constantly feel the disturbance of that within you. So that's what's happening to your energetic field, and the energy cannot flow fully through your body because you have this energy attachment of another person feeling strong negative emotion towards you, just cluttering your energetic field and preventing you from experiencing your authentic self. So that is the first type of energy attachment. The second type of negative energy attachment are cords of attachment. Now, we all have cords of attachment to all the people, the places, the objects, the events that we've had a relationship with and we still have relationships with. Whatever it is we have a relationship with, we have an energetic attachment with, an energetic cord of attachment. And literally, clairvoyantly, you can see these cords as cords extending from different chakras of your body, attaching you to different people or objects or places, etc. Most people are familiar with toxic cords of attachment going to people. But I want to stress the importance of and the prevalence of toxic cords of attachment to objects, to past lives, to places in our lives as well, even to thoughts and memories and pets. There can be so many. And to help you understand the severity of having a toxic cord of attachment, think of your ex relationship. Now, when a relationship ends, you physically distance yourself from the other person. But if the energetic cord is still there, then you're still connected to that person. You can still receive their thoughts, their emotions, and they can receive yours. And therefore, this channel of communication, the energetic channel of communication between you is still open, allowing each other to have access to each other's energy, which can create like a great deal of emotional and mental upheaval. This is why people take so long to get over their exes, because the energetic connection is still there. So imagine right now that you have toxic energetic attachments, not just to people, but also to the friend groups you've had together, or to gifts they send you, or to digital pictures you have together on your phone, or even to physical pictures, to objects. Now, going away from relationships, to objects you have a toxic relationship with, or to places in your past, or to past lives you may have had toxic attachments towards. So for as long as those cords are there, they are affecting your energetic system and preventing you from moving on.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
And therefore, in Protect Your Light, I guide you through practices to both clearing all these toxic cords of attachment and shielding yourself to prevent them from reattaching. So far we have psychic attack and cords of attachment. The third type of negative energy attachment that's very common is residual spatial energy. Residual spatial energy is energy left in a space by someone else, including yourself. For example, let's say you're going out for a walk out in the street. If someone had a fight with their significant other or with a friend, or just felt strong negative emotion in a corner of the street, and then you happen to pass through that corner, chances are you're picking up on that energy. And that energy that's not yours is then present within your energetic field, and you're taking it with you throughout your day. This is called residual spatial energy. Spatial because it's left in space, both online spaces and physical spaces. And it's called residual because it's residual from something that someone felt or thought before, time-wise. Now, this is the most common type of negative energy you can encounter, because literally, you encounter it everywhere. That's why space clearing is so important. That's why clearing the energy of your house completely changes your mood, because you're clearing residual energy that has been in the house. It could have been yours, it could have been the previous inhabitants. A certain type of residual energy that I talk about in the book is psychic mugging. Psychic mugging is when someone had such a strong negative emotion or fight in the street that as you pass through it, you let that, your aura is completely unprotected and vulnerable, so you let that completely attack you, and you experience almost exactly what that other person experienced there. This is called psychic mugging. So you're mugged, but it's not physical, it's psychic, it's energetic. So, having covered psychic attack, cords of attachment, residual spatial energy, the third type of negative energy attachment is collective thought forms. Collective thought forms are vibrational clouds of energy holding the collective essence of certain feelings and limiting beliefs. Let's take, for example, the limiting belief of I'm not good enough. The collective thought form of that limiting belief, you can visualize it as a vibrational energetic cloud holding every single thought and emotion that has ever been thought and felt around that limiting belief. And these collective thought forms linger over the world looking for people to hook into. So if they find you feeling like you're not good enough for a long period of time, that collective thought form will signal you out and think, here's a victim. Here's someone to feed me with more thoughts, with more emotions. It will reach out towards you, make an energetic connection that you can perceive as a cord of attachment to you, and keep on feeding you with a constant stream of negative thoughts and emotions around that belief that prevent you from disconnecting from that belief. And if you've had limiting thoughts and limiting beliefs and fears that you've been trying to release through inner work for years, and you still find yourself going back to them, I call these sticky limiting beliefs, they are likely are connected to collective thought forms that you're hooked into. And that's why you can't shake them. So, we have psychic attack, cords of attachment, residual spatial energy, and collective thought forms. The fifth type of negative energy attachment you can get in touch with, you can catch very easily, are low-level spirits. Now, I want to clarify something here. Low-level spirits, also known as demons, but not all of them are demons, don't have agency of their own. They don't have a source of beingness. And therefore, they can't really hurt you. And this goes back to a belief that I have that you may or may not have as well, but I'm just going to share what I believe about this. I believe that there is no source of evil. There's just love and a disconnection from that love. In other words, if you want to make a room dark, you don't push a button and there is darkness spewing out of a lamp. You just turn off the light and then you have darkness. Same kind of thing. There is no source of evil. There is just the absence of source, the absence of love, the absence of light. And therefore, those low-level spirits, low-level entities are a manifestation of that disconnection. They are the manifestation of people's collective fear. So if you have a huge amount of people fearing something specific, that collective attention to that emotion of fear gives form to low-level spirits that then troll around the world looking for people to hook into so they can terrorize. So these are low-level entities, low-level spirits. There are different types of them. Can go on and on about them, but I want to chat a little bit about demons, because this word is cultural appropriation. Here's what I mean. The word demon comes from the Greek word daemon, also known as daemonas. Now, the ancient Greeks defined daemones, the demons, as kind-hearted spirits of the light that help us grow on our spiritual path, very similar to what we define as angels today. However, when Christianity took over, they took every single term of the old religion and they tried to make it sound evil. So they took the term daemon and they changed it to demon, and they created this perception of oh, there are like low-level spirits coming from Satan, blah, blah, blah. This is just Christian propaganda. It's cultural appropriation of a term that means actually something very good and very benevolent. However, the reason I'm using the term demon to mean something bad in this podcast is because most people are familiar with this term. So that's why I'm using it, but at the same time, I'm explaining the cultural appropriation behind it. So, low-level spirits and low-level entities, they can find you when your vibration is low for a long period of time, when you don't have strong energetic defenses, and there is some kind of vulnerability within your energetic field. And what they do is they latch onto your energetic field and siphon away your negative energy, sorry, your positive energy. So they basically suck away all your life force energy, leaving you feeling drained. I often see a lot of low-level entities together in a place, in places such as clubs or bars or wherever there are many drunk people. Because when we get drunk or when we get high, our vibration lowers or opens up, and therefore there is a door that's wide open, allowing whatever spirit wants to come in to come in. It's so much easier to become energetically attacked when we are high on when or when we are drunk. Of course, I'm not against drinking or getting high to some degree if it's done in a healthy way, if it's done in a controlled way. But when you allow yourself to abuse substances and you lose control of your body, someone else gets control of your body. In this case, you have those low-level spirits attaching themselves onto you and essentially creating long-term issues that are preventing you from experiencing your happiness. I also want to distinguish between psychic possession and spirit attachment. So spirit attachment is when a low-level spirit attaches himself to your aura and siphons away your energy. Psychic possession is when a spirit completely takes hold of your body. And it's a very rare phenomenon. It doesn't happen often. I've never seen it in my career so far. And I've rarely heard spiritual teachers who have seen it. You see it more in Hollywood movies. You see it more in all these ghost-busting documentaries and shows. But it's not something common. You need to be completely vulnerable and out of your body for something like that to happen. It does happen though, but it's very rare. I just want you to have that in mind. And of course, I go into more depth about the differences between that and different types of spirit attachment as well in Protect Your Light. So here we have it. The five most common types of negative energy attachment. Psychic attack, cords of attachment, residual spatial energy, collective thought forms, and low-level spirit guides. To learn how to protect from them, make sure to go and grab the free guide where I share tools and practices to do so. And you can go to georgelizos.com/negative energy to get all the details. And if you want to go pro and learn my full 7-step system to protecting your energy, make sure to grab my new book, Protect Your Light. And you can go to protectyourlightbook.com to get all the details. It's available on Amazon in print, digital, and audio format as well. And by ordering the book, you also get a free psychic scanning online workshop with me, during which I guide you to turn on your psychic vision so you can scan your aura and your field to identify these types of energy attachments and clear them. All righty, my beautiful lightworker, thank you for tuning in again this week for another solo episode or about energy protection. And make sure to join me again next time for another episode. Thank you for listening to the Lit Up Lightworker podcast. Before you go, make sure to grab your free workbook to find your life purpose at georgelizos.com/life purpose.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.